Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police say someone in a white car has been tossing lit fireworks at people. No serious injuries reported.
Two.
Kansas COVID-19 cases nearing 15,000. Nearly 1,300 cases in Sedgwick County with 28 deaths.
One.
Sedgwick County Commissioner is considering a response to Governor Kelly's mandate that people wear masks in public beginning Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in the Wichita area, common prices, $1.87 or $1.88 a gallon. I have seen some lower prices than that out there, though. I did spot $1.83, Lincoln and Hydraulic, so $1.83 a gallon gasoline there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
We have a heat advisory until 8 o'clock this evening. It'll be mostly sunny and hot. 30% chance for rain today and a high of 97 degrees. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 72. Friday, mostly sunny with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 94 degrees. So cooling off a little bit tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, and 76 degrees. With VoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. And they could save you 35% or more on your monthly bill. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. The U.S. employers added a substantial 4.8 million jobs in June, and the unemployment rate fell to 11.1% as the job market improved for a second straight month, yet remained far short of regaining the colossal losses it suffered this spring. The nation has now recovered roughly one-third of the 22 million jobs it lost to the pandemic recession. And with confirmed coronavirus cases spiking across the Sun Belt states, a range of evidence suggests that a job market recovery may be stalling. In those states and elsewhere, some restaurants, bars, and other retailers that had reopened are being forced to close again. But 11.1%, what was it? Ted, did you ever think we'd say, hey, 11.1%, only 11.1%. Oh, man, we had gone years with unemployment.
The unemployment rate 4% was just about as low as it could,
Yeah, to get around below 4%, they always said, that's pretty much full employment. And we've had that for years and years. Well, now it's a whole different ball game. Every day. 7:49, Steve and Ted. Another tech company is looking to hold a virtual conference.
Fox on Tech.
Like many big tech conferences of late, Google has announced they will host a virtual smart home developer event. The search giant already canceled the annual I/O conference, so the Works with Hey Google Smart Home Summit will take the place. There will be a 45-minute keynote address as well as a series of online sessions for developers, similar to what Apple did just last week for the company's virtual worldwide developer conference. The keynote speaker is Michelle Turner, who is the product manager of the smart home ecosystem. Like many developer conferences, the events are aimed at the people who create the devices, accessories, and software that work with Google products. But in previous years, it has also been the stage where the wraps come off several new devices. Google has been rebranding the Nest line of products. Google acquired Nest in 2014, so there could be new devices under that product line. Google also says attendees will hear from industry leaders on navigating the impact of COVID-19. It all starts July 8th. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Who is responsible for the 737 MAX boo-boos? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a report released Wednesday blames the Boeing Company and the Federal Aviation Administration for mistakes on the 737 MAX. The report from the Office of the Inspector General at the U.S. Department of Transportation says the manufacturer downplayed the role of a key software system during certification, and that software would later be linked to the two crashes of the aircraft. Sedgwick County plans to relocate COVID-19 testing to an East Wichita building. The former National Guard Armory near Central and Edgemoor will be the County Health Department's new site for drive-through testing. Sedgwick County commissioners voted to approve a six-month lease at the 22,000-square-foot warehouse. The current drive-through near Central and McLean will relocate in about 7 days. And the House on Wednesday passed a six-week extension to the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program. Now a debate over the program's $130 billion in untouched funding is underway. Not many expected such a high dollar amount to be left over at the program's conclusion June 30th. The program would be extended into early August now, but there are questions about what to do with leftover money. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, we've been talking about public fireworks displays here this morning. Of course, it's the 4th of July is coming up this weekend, and River Festival and the one at the Cesta Stadium over the years. When you were a kid growing up in Kansas City, did they have a public fireworks display every year? Or maybe they had more than one in Kansas City.
Yeah, they did. They had a bunch of them. We were not very far from Milburn Country Club in Overland Park, kind of the older section of Overland Park, yeah. And they would have a fireworks display every year. Some of the drive-in movie theaters would have.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, they would do that.
They would have it every once in a while, but mostly it was out in the driveway. That was the main thing.
That was where your big display was. Okay.
Get the neighbor kids all together and...
And away you go. All right.
See what we can experiment with.
Yeah. Of course, we put together our model airplanes when we were kids, and usually the wheels would come off or something. It was getting to where you really didn't display them. So you put a load of them up with a firecracker and blew them up, right?
Right.
Or take your little... Go ahead.
With G.I. Joe's, yeah. The war got very real.
Yeah.
With firecrackers and bottle rockets. And
I think you put your little rubber soldiers down there in the dirt and make some real combat there, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, I saw a photo of you, and I hope this is all right to talk about this, on Facebook. You were chowing down on some great big old plate of goodies from, I think, Doodah Deli.
Biscuits and gravy from Timmery at Doodah Diner. My goodness.
Yeah.
So, and they're back open. They're doing dine-in today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had talked to her last week about on my podcast, and she said, hey, I want to bring you some biscuits and gravy because I mentioned it several times, you know. Strategic.
Words, this is what...
In years, you said, oh, that's okay.
In radio, what you were doing is basically, we would call that pimping. Right.
I didn't expect her to give it to me, but boy, she did. Man, some bacon and some cinnamon.
Oh, come on,
boy, I had a great breakfast.
Hello, we're
yesterday.
Stuck in here with nothing but a cup of coffee to drink, and you're doing this to us. All right.
Have seen those biscuits and gravy.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. And the free advertising. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up the 8 o'clock hour. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have the latest on a shooting in North Wichita overnight. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we're going to hear this from a former Wichita State pitcher who has been dealing this summer with the coronavirus. We'll have that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yep, 8:35 this morning. We got a huge movie anniversary today. We'll get
really?
To that. Oh, yeah.
How many years ago?
40. All right, I'll have one of the great comedies of all time.
Oh, okay, I got it.
We'll hit that coming up in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
Yeah, we got traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.